Biz, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, where are you joining us from? What city?
I live in Maryland. I live in Bowie, Maryland.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You relocated right here. But where are you originally from?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm from New York.
Okay.
From Long Island.
How long have you been down in the DMV?
I've been in the DMV since 95, 94.
Oh, so for a long time then.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love the DMV.
While we're on that subject, what is it about the DC rap scene? I mean, you've been here since the mid-90s. How has it grown and changed just in the time you've been here?
Well, when I was here, DJ Kool and Nonchalant was the hit rappers. Now you got Wale. And, you know, it just changed. I'm glad that a guy named Wale from here made some, you know, real rap records and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Was DJ Kool, was that Let Me Clear My Throat?
Yeah, he did Let Me Clear My Throat, 20-minute workout. He had a lot of hits, but
yeah.
his big commercial hit was Let Me Clear My Throat.
Did you partner with him on some stuff?
Yeah, I did a record with him with that. You know what I mean? We always was boys, so. You know, he used to, when I first came, started hanging down here in the DMV area, he was one of them, when they used to do a club called Eastside, he used to let me get on a DJ, even though I wasn't that good, but I was learning.
Do you remember how you first met him?
First time I met Kool was, it was in the Bronx. I met Kool, and he was doing a show, and the show didn't go over well, but they just didn't, the crowd didn't understand. You know how
right.
a New York crowd is biased.
Right.
I mean, not biased. They,
I got
you know, if you ain't from New York hip hop, you know what I mean?
Exactly. You're either from our city or you're an outsider.
Yeah, but I got on the mic and said, watch, in about a year or two, this guy's going to be a big hit. And it happened. Bow.
Ah, yeah, take that. You mentioned Wale. How about him? Have you guys ever crossed paths?
No, I mean, I saw him in passing. You know, I said, what's up? You know, he's a good dude. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
I saw him in passing. I mean, he used to know my people. They used to have a car wash. So I used to see him in passing. You know, he's a good dude.
When did you and Dougie Fresh first become friends? Because it sounds like you're super tight now, but when did, take me back to the origin of that.
The first time I met Dougie was in 1982 or 83. Mike and Dave used to do shows. He was the big promoters from New York. He used to do shows in Long Island. So I met Dougie, and then the next day I came there, and I bought a whole bunch of shoelaces. You know when the fat shoelaces is out?
Yeah, that was a big thing.
So I came from Long Island and went there, and he brought me to a store, and I bought every shoelace because I didn't know. You know, at that time, it was scarce to get the big fat shoelaces.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and after that, you know, I got good with him, his family, and Doug, and Barry B and Chillwell, and I used to hang with everybody. You know what I mean? I wasn't like just hanging with Dougie. I was hanging with the whole crew. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Definitely. Get Fresh crew.
Dougie Fresh, besides him being a perfectionist, Dougie Fresh is just a special kind of character. When I'm talking about special, there would never be another Dougie Fresh. I don't care how many, what you call him. He's the Sammy Davis of our time. Me and him don't need a record to entertain you.
Right.
You know, like how many people, you know, they need a record, a hot record out.
Right.
We don't need a record out. We just us, but there would never be another one of them. He's like a Frank Sinatra of hip hop.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, you know how when he's gone, you know, no matter how much other people do this, there's never another one like him.
That's for sure. Once in a lifetime talent right there, man.
Incredible.
Incredible.
What I'm talking about, you got to think, me and him is like one of the only all-around people. We got hit records. We can rap. We can beatbox. Only thing, I mean, I'm not going to talk junk about him, but only thing I got over him is I could DJ better than him.
We got to have a little bit of friendly rivalry, right?
No, yeah. That's the only thing I can do is DJ better than him. But, you know, me and him is like night and day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Two sides of the same coin, baby.
Like, he's Felix and I'm Oscar.
I love that. The odd couple of hip-hop.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Because he's neat and I'm sloppy. You know what I mean?
Would he agree with that assessment?
If you talk to him, I guarantee you he will.
Awesome.
I bet you $1,000 he will.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're the ones that made up the beatbox. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's number one, I'm number two. We made up the beatbox. We made up our own styles. And, you know, and my family's his family, his family's my family, and you know how it goes.
Definitely. How do you think the beatboxing that you guys came up with changed the course of hip hop?
It's just another element in hip hop. You know, it used to be like four or five elements. Now the beatbox made it the sixth element or the fifth element. You know what I mean?
Got ya. Would you mind giving us a little beatbox right now?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Nice.
Was that good enough?
That was great. Beatbox on WTOP. I love it.
Oh, WTOP?
Yeah, right here.
I go WTOP, the best radio station in all of D.C. I'm the biz. I rock the house. Come out Sunday and have a good time.
Yes, that was great. That's fantastic. Dude, that's going to be perfect. I mean, you just gave us a little beatboxing there, but how did you start doing that? Were you just at home practicing in the mirror, or how do you even get started on that?
I didn't have, even though my family was middle class, I didn't really have that many toys and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I made up that as a toy, you know what I mean? Making beats up, you know, doing drum sounds, you know what I mean? Or horns, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Those are your toys.
Yeah.
Does it still blow your mind that after all these years, people, you know, still, you say Bismarcky and they say, oh yeah, man, I love his stuff. Just a Friend and all the hits. Do you still ever have to pinch yourself?
No, I'm just glad that God blessed me with a talent that I had to work hard to perfect. You know what I mean? Because besides that, you know, I got Yo Gabba Gabba and stuff like that. So kids look at me different too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Take me into Yo Gabba Gabba.
When it started crazy because I came in there and I DJed the night before in L.A. and I was real tired. My back was hurting and I was supposed to do the dancey dance and I got lazy and I didn't feel like doing it. So I said, why don't I make a business beat of the day? Mm-hmm. So as I made a business beat of the day and it went on the pilot and the pilot was overwhelming. So I just got, I got down with the show. You know what I mean?
That's so awesome. Bismarcky, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.